For a long time, there were people who thought that mini strokes did not create any lasting impact, but there is more evidence now that suggests maybe there is some type of lasting result that comes from having one of these mini strokes.
Right. This is a study that was published in the journal Stroke just late last week. It was a British Columbia study that looked at a small number of people. It was 13 people who had experienced what we call transient ischemic attacks. These are sudden changes to blood flow to the brain, usually a small blood clot that stops blood flow, causes damage to the brain, but because it doesn't last long, that is, the clot dislodges itself and allows blood flow to return fast enough, areas of the brain that would have died don't, and they recover. And so the thought was is that although transient in nature, there's no residual brain damage. The brain recovers, it just sort of gets short of oxygen for a while, but then seems to recover. Although the risk of having a major stroke in people who have mini strokes is still about 1 in 5 over the next 2-3 months or so. So it's still very high risk of having a major stroke. However, when you do magnetic resonance imaging, so you take a scan of the brain to look at the anatomical changes, you find not much has happened. And that's what led to the belief that people recovered very well. Well, this study looked at a different tack. It looked at the actual function of the brain, and they used what was called a transcranial magnetic stimulation. That is, it sent an electrical pulse into the brain, normally would cause, for example, your arm to twitch or something to indicate that the electrical pathways were still working, sort of like testing an electrical system in the house where you're measuring voltage, you're measuring current through it to make sure that there's no disruption of electrical flow. And so in this case, when they did that, comparing the 13 people that had the mini strokes or TIAs to those 13 people who didn't, 14 and 30 days later, they found that there were changes in electrical activity in the brain, indicating that the brain had been damaged, even though the MRI showed that there was no damage. So in effect, what they're trying to determine, and the question they're trying to determine, is could this particular testing, doing this type of electrical pulse testing in the brain, be useful in predicting who's more at risk of going on to have a full-blown stroke? We know the risk is quite high anyway, about 1 in 5, but nevertheless, can this help sort of tweak the diagnosis or tweak the prediction so that it becomes much more accurate to really know who is going to be even more at risk? Their next step in this whole process is to study more people, because it's a very small study. They had 13 people. You can't make any generalizations on the basis of a small number.
Right.
So they're going to move up to 60 and also examine people coming into the hospital with TIAs or transient ischemic attacks at the emergency department, and then follow them at 14, 30, and 60 days after to see if this changes over time. That is, does this brain dysfunction improve over time, or is it a more permanent thing as well? So it's just opening up another window on how this particular process affects the brain and is sort of changing the view of, well, TIAs don't cause much brain damage, people recover, but really it seems that it doesn't. And so now the next step is to see what degree this change is and what to do about it.
Barry, thanks a lot for joining us.
You're very welcome, Mark.